beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
W on the phone in Medford's Chris Roll Show. It's the Big 80s theme today. Sheila Sweeney is my guest. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It's the Chris Earle Show. And I guess it's WMFO Live Day tomorrow, so it looks like people are setting up some things here. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I'm here with Sheila Considine Sweeney, or Sheila Considine, or SCS, or just Sheila.
Sheila will do.
Will that work?
Yeah, that'll work.
It'll work better with the microphone on.
Oh, then Sheila will do. It's a bit of
your microphone three. There we go. Just make sure you talk right into that thing. There we go. Let's do a little test to make sure we're on the air. And what would you like to hear? I had like a nice playlist set up, but I had some trouble with the iPod, so I'm going to just kind of DJ today and set things up. So Think of something very quickly, and we'll play it.
I'd like to listen to Joan Jett.
Joan Jett. Okay, we'll do some Joan Jett. Anything in particular?
No, I'm going to be at dealer's choice.
All right, well, it's going to be, let's see, we're going to put on the old Rivendell system here. That's the behind-the-scenes thing for the library here at WMFO, just so you know. We'll put in a little Joan Jett. And the Blackhearts. I wonder if she was, well, she was with the Runaways, right?
She was with the Runaways.
And we're going to do all 80s today. It's going to be the big 80s. We do this show every so often. And I ran a big 80s all summer long for a number of years. But Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. We got Light of Day. We got Louie Louie. We got Cherry Bomb. That's always a good one. Dirty Deeds by Joan Jett. Celluloid Heroes. I Love Rock and Roll. I Love Rock and Roll. Crimson and Clover.
Crimson and Clover.
All right, let's do Crimson and Clover. It's WMFO in Medford. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. It's the big 80s. My name is Chris Earle. I'm here with Sheila Sweeney. Sweeney Considine. Sheila.
Sheila's good.
Yeah. And that was Joan Jett. It's good.
It was very good.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Tell me about your experience with Joan Jett. Did you listen to The Runaways and Cherry Bomb? And
I did. But The Runaways was more like late 70s.
Yeah, it was Lita Ford, right?
Yes.
And who else was in that with Joan Jett and Lita Ford? There was another big one in that, another woman that became pretty big, or don't know.
I don't remember, but it was there was a great documentary on the Runaways that was on Hulu or Netflix last year. It was really good. But Joan Jett, if you grew up in the 80s, you knew Joan Jett.
I know her now. She's still out there doing her thing. She's great.
I agree. She is great.
She did the double bill with, was it Bryan Adams?
It was with Bryan Adams.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I think she was almost better than Bryan Adams.
Well, probably.
I do. I think she was.
It was a good run for their money.
It was. It was.
I like that double bill of Bryan Adams and Billy Idol. They were both top notch. I think I'm getting a little bit of the pollen. My car was yellow today.
It's really high.
I brought out one of these hose rack things. You know, the hose racks you have to, you can wheel it up, the hose wheel that people use in the wintertime.
That's a little more, white class than I go. But
white? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's white class,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Well, white collar, white class.
I'm ready to throw the thing away.
Yeah, I would have already.
Because it's so many different knots. And I'm like, it just doesn't work right. So I'm sitting there, yelling and screaming, by myself.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
I wasn't in my underwear, but I was close. I was in, I put on sweats,
It's like, really?
Yeah.
What about shorts?
No, I put on sweats. I don't even have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I had to. You had enough time to do a wheel rack for your hose, but all right.
Well, that was in the wintertime. Yeah, it was in the wintertime. But I got it as a gift. I don't like it. I'm going to throw it away.
Yeah, I would have thrown it away. I don't think it ever came out of the box.
No, it has this you put one hose on one part of it, and the other hose is just loose, but then it doesn't wheel right together. It doesn't spin around right. It becomes knotted and just annoying, and then you got to just break the thing open. And I'm like, forget it.
I don't know. I grew up in a house where the hose was attached to the side of the house
all the time,
all year long.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And if it couldn't make it to your car, then your car didn't get washed till it got rain.
Yeah. And now they're like, no, you have to have these special, turn off valves.
Oh, please.
Yeah. I had to buy four turn off valves for $175 each for antifreeze. And everybody's afraid their pipes are going to blow up.
Yeah.
It's not happening. We're in global warming. It's never going to happen. It's all over New England.
Yeah, keep your heat on 60. You'll be fine.
Yeah. The icebergs are going to crack pretty soon. We're going to have icebergs.
My father never turned the heat on higher than 62.
I like that.
Yeah. And we had a two-story house that didn't have dual zone. So you didn't get heat.
I tend to run hot. So, yeah. Hey, I got this, how I like to get vinyl every week.
I do.
I got Take This Job and Shove It. You remember this movie?
I do remember this movie.
Yeah. It was Robert Hayes, who was in Airplane.
He was. I remember him. Yeah.
And I remember wanting to see him because I loved Airplane. And it also has Art Carney's in it and a few others. But it's got this great country album, and they're smashing through with a big old truck.
That's right.
Big old that's a monster truck.
I actually think the song Take This Job and Shove It was actually in one of the Smokey and the Bandit movies as well.
Maybe. Johnny Paycheck. That was the name of Smokey and the Bandit, I think, was 80 or 81. This is 81.
But wasn't there a couple of different... Or am I thinking of...
A couple different Smokey and the Bandits? Yeah, there were three or four of them. Yeah. Smokey's in all of them.
Well, yeah.
Bandit's only in a couple. Because Burt Reynolds got too big for his britches, and he's like, I ain't doing this anymore. Give it to Jerry Reed.
Well,
yeah.
Burt could do that.
But I like this Take This
Although,
Job
did you hear that Burt, he actually got slammed pretty hard by Sally Fields in the news a few weeks ago.
The guy's dead. What'd she say about him?
That, she basically escaped their relationship.
I believe it. He looked like a prick.
She looks like she's pretty high maintenance.
Yeah, but he looked like a real prick.
I agree, but the two
I've
of them
some
together.
I've heard pretty bad stuff about him. Well, she's kind of a little much, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Sally Field. She's generally likable.
I liked her Not Without My Daughter.
Not the Flying Nun?
No.
No?
How about Gidget?
Gidget?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. We weren't even old enough to see Gidget.
That's
way beyond that time.
That's true.
I remember it. That's,
I remember
that's the difference
it too.
Between our generation and the ones that are behind us. It's like we tend to actually learn a little bit about history of our parents and what they liked.
Well, you're not going to catch snippets of Gidget on a 90-second Instagram video.
That's right. That's right. Maybe I should start the Gidget channel.
Maybe you should.
I should start the Sally
Field
channel.
Catered to those who need to have their hair colored and take Motrin on a regular basis.
Yeah. And Chris Earl's show ain't really working out for me. I might as well just... I'm just going to call it the Sally Field show. Mm-hmm. Next week, I'll just do this. I'm going to launch the Sally Field show. We'll do Gidget. What else? We'll do the girl from... She's a bride, and she's a runaway bride in Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what she's called. She's just called Baby, I think. Isn't she?
Baby.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I just
that.
Made that up.
Yeah, you might have.
I just made that up. She's called something. It's not Sally, though.
No,
I
it's
look
it's
up Smokey and the Bandit, though. You know what's great in that is it's a great movie. Smokey and the Bandit's a lot of fun. That's 1977, so it was a few years before this Take This Job and Shove.
Yeah, I think this song showed up in one of the movies, though.
Maybe. I don't know. You know, you're always throwing me on a loop here. It's like I didn't plan on talking about a movie from the 70s and Smokey and the Bandit and... You know, but now here we
are.
Well,
I remember in the 80s, one of the movies I went to was seeing, I'm mixing up the Burt Reynolds movies. Was it Cannonball Run?
Cannonball Run was 81. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. So stupid, but it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like stupid stuff.
You do.
Yeah. Stupid man. What can I tell you? I got the DJ mixing gun. You want to hear an actual song?
I would like to hear.
We'll do Take This Job and Shove It. Might as well.
I like that.
It's the lead. And see, you know what's funny is I remember liking this movie, but I think I was 10 when I saw it. I think if I saw it now, it'd be god awful. But
no, you'd still like it.
Maybe. It looks like I'd like it.
I know you
Charlie would. Rich is on this, and David Allan Coe. I like him. Johnny Paycheck, Take This Job and Shove It. All right, let's see. So this is going to be our first vinyl of the day. We got some vinyl coming in. We had a great playlist, and of course the iPod broke, so we're kind of winging it a little bit. So it's a little behind the scenes thing, but you're good at filling time. You're good with being a little chatty.
I am.
Yeah.
So I've been told that I chat a little too much and should be limited.
Are you ready for Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck? Would you like to introduce it?
Sure. Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck. I hope you enjoy it as much as we will.
Oh. Oh. I should turn it on. Here I am. I had it all queued up and everything. What am I doing? There we go. Ready?
Should I do it again?
Yeah, if you want, go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah.
Take This Job and Shove It by Johnny Paycheck. We hope you enjoy it.
This is from 1981.
1981.
Take This Job and Shove It.
All right. Sorry. Two shoves.
It's got three shoves. This was like an early. It was like an early little effect that they did in the movies, which I loved in the trailer. It had shove, but like shove kept coming down.
Yeah.
So it would like, you know.
If only.
The effect was like shove it. Like
Disney
shove
and Pixar
10.
Studios could see it now.
Yeah. But I think that's a good introduction. We did
I think
good.
So.
That's a nice introduction. Hey, take this job and shove it. There you go. Ready? Go ahead. Do it.
Take this job and shove it. There you go.
Johnny Paycheck.
Johnny Paycheck.
1981. Here we go. All right. It's spinning. Let's see if it plays. Here we go.
Oh. Take this job and
there we go.
Show. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. That foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool.
Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, I think she's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
That was good. It was Johnny Paycheck with Take This Job and Shove It.
Still sounds as good as ever.
I'd like to see that movie again.
Yeah. I think you would like it.
This has got a country western soundtrack to it. I paid $5 for this one. I guess it was worth it.
This is a nice song, too.
Beer Drinking Christian.
Yep.
Lucy Dalton. You know this one?
I do.
And Bobby Bear.
I do.
Bobby Bear Bum. Imagine being stuck with that last name.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Bobby Bear.
I don't know. After the 80s, I kind of moved to country music.
Yeah, I'm not a big country guy. That's why I'm like, I know I like this type. I like outlaw country.
They have a whole channel on Sirius to outlaw country.
Yeah, but it's all like people that are like live in New Hampshire and they act like, and they got a bunch of money and act like they're cool with their big trucks, right?
Outlaw country?
Yeah.
It's Johnny Cash. It's Willie Nelson.
Oh, I know.
It's
that's an outlaw country I like.
That's a whole channel.
There's one called You Made It Beautiful from Charlie Rich on here. You know that one?
I do.
How Good It Used to Be by Charlie Rich is on
here.
I
do. I know that too.
You know this whole thing?
I know a lot of it, yeah.
Well, there's one called The Big Good Foot Theme.
I don't think I know that one.
That's by Charlie Rich. I love Robin Banks. You Can Count on Beer. That's on here. Should we hear one more?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
There's a country song, you know, A Cold Beer Never Broke My Heart. There's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, but that's not on this album.
No, it's not. But I bet we could find it.
I bet you I could find it in about 20 minutes. It's going to take forever.
No, I'm just saying it might be a song.
It just doesn't magically appear. We got to figure out where it is, and we got to do the work. You know? There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
I know.
To a little radio show, as you get to see the magic.
I do see the magic.
Yeah. It's fun, huh? You get to see me get all frustrated in person behind the mic.
Oh, boy.
It's like, oh, my God. It's like, what is going on? Why isn't the turntable spinning? You got to press on.
Because it's not plugged in.
Yeah. So why don't we do I Love Robin Banks? That sound fun?
Robin Banks was Whitney Houston's gay lover.
What?
Yeah. Well, it was a different Robin Banks, but that was her name. Yeah,
but this is about actually robbing a bank.
Oh, do you like that little play on words?
No. No. Robin Banks?
Robin Banks, yeah.
Gay lover?
Google it.
I don't need to Google it. I'm going to stick with this one.
All right.
I like the old school. We're talking about outlaw country.
We are.
They're not talking about Whitney Houston's gay lover in this one. They're talking about
Robin Banks. Yeah.
Well, this is about Robin Banks. This one's called "I Love Robin Banks" by David Allan Cole. I don't think that's what she's talking about. But let's check it out. Ready? Here we go.
Yep.
On vinyl.
Safe just isn't safe anymore. I like to see their faces when I show them my gun, then take the money and run. Lord, I love.
All I'm thinking about is Whitney Houston's Gay Lover now. Kind of spoiled it for me.
Yeah, well.
It's a good song, though.
It was a good song. I liked it.
I'm just thinking, I love Robin Banks. And all I'm thinking of is like some, you know, big gal.
Big gal, huh?
Yeah. So, anyway, we're doing the big 80s, so most people don't know this. This album.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. Take this job and shove it.
I don't know. I bet a lot of people who grew up in the 80s actually saw this movie.
Maybe. But I bet you absolutely nobody's been playing this stuff.
Probably not.
Around the world.
I am guessing you're 100% right.
Yeah. As we can see, I'm a little off.
Maybe some George Michael might be nice.
I got George Michael ready.
I like some George Michael.
I want to talk about Prince because Prince's birthday is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the day after, actually. It's the 7th. Came out with a new album. They're going to have it come out in August 28th, and it's called Timeless. And two songs came out. First one was called With This Tear. They played that on his on the 10th anniversary of his death in April 20th. And this other one came out yesterday, and it's called Stone. So I thought maybe we could play this, even though it's not really the 80s. Prince is a big 80s guy. I was going to play an 80s thing. But I thought maybe we could play this song from Prince. This was recorded in the early 90s by Prince, but it's called Stone. So I figured might as well play that and see what you think.
All right.
How's that sound?
I'm up for it.
All right, here we go. Stone by Prince.
You used to be the best of me. You were the only one. I watched you walk your life when all I did was run. You put me on a throne, then left me all alone. Watch me turn to stone. Sweet love, a song is what we used to sing. The songs from the book of love. We laughed at everything. We gave from May to May. We gave through night and day. Now who can say why we're cold with nothing left but stone? Stone. Nothing left but stone. A thirsty leaf says autumn's in the air. What's left of love is dangling somewhere. Shouldn't we cherish it?
That was Stone by Prince. That was just released yesterday, and Apparently, he wrote that in the early 90s. What'd you think?
I liked it. I mean, I like Prince in general, so I liked it.
Yeah. Not his best, but good.
Yeah. It kind of had a Raspberry Beret feel to me. A
little bit. Mm-hmm.
Was he going by Prince or by a symbol at that time?
Oh, that's a good question. At that time, he would have been the symbol.
He was the symbol?
Yeah, around 92, 93, if that's when it was actually written. Let me see if anybody's actually added anything to Stone by Prince on the... on the internet, the Wikipedia. Yeah, it's not even, they don't even have an entry for it yet.
Really?
No, no. But I wanted to play that because, you know, it's Prince. Oh, I'm a big Prince fan.
I know you are.
Yeah, and I figured I'd like to play that for my listeners.
But he's also timeless.
He is timeless, and that's the name of the album.
Yeah, he is very timeless.
It's a nice name for the album, but from what I saw in there, I don't know, might be another throwaway album. It's all stuff from the vault, but it's like, how can, there's not going to be another Little Red Corvette in there, do you think?
I don't know. You just never know what's going to resonate with the listener.
Do you remember Rocky?
I do remember Rocky. I always liked Rocky.
Rocky started in the 70s, but it got really big in the 80s with Mr. T.
Oh,
and
I
then
love
with
Mr.
the
T.
Russian guy.
Oh, Dolph.
Dolph. Yeah, he's pretty good. I like Dolph.
And what was her name? Brigitte Nielsen,
yeah. Yeah, she's kind of messed up, huh? She's led kind of a weird life. She was in love with Flavor Flav there for that show for a while. That was kind of creepy.
Yeah, she was in love with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
She's got a big heart. She's got an enlarged heart.
She's got an enlarged heart. She's got enlarged a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she could probably snap someone's neck with her.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure she has with her legs, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. I like Dolph, too. Dolph got like, didn't he just have a big comeback with some kind of show or something?
He did. Or some movie? I always liked Dolph, you know?
Well, I've got the training montage from Rocky IV on vinyl. Want to hear that while we're chatting?
Sure.
In the background, Sweetest Victory. Because I didn't cue it up right. So the training montage is coming right up.
It's coming.
I like how you're holding your headphones.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah. It's like a smiley face. I don't understand why you're doing it like that. But what? Oh, you don't want to mess up your hair.
No, it's just hot.
Oh.
It's hot. This is, for some reason, a little bit less hot.
So Rocky IV, not the best Rocky, but a great, great entertaining movie. Then when they train... He's in Russia.
I know, when he was pulling the sled, the sled dogs. I really like that.
That was like one of the best parts of the movie.
Yeah,
everybody got behind that. They're like, go Rocky. And he's got like his old, he's got like Adrian's brother with him, Paulie. So he doesn't have a good trainer anymore.
Well, Adrian was dead by then, right?
No, Adrian's still alive.
She was still alive in that one?
But Burgess Meredith was dead, and Carl Weathers was dead. So then they have to go with Paulie, and... Apollo Creed's manager. Like, the other guy was helping him, so Polly was helping him in Russia.
I know, I really like that one. It was good.
He's in the, he's like up in the fort. They have like this little woodsy cabin, and he's just like living in the hay.
He was splitting wood.
Doing leg lifts.
And, you know, throwing stuff like that.
I like Rocky. I like Stallone, too. I think he's a good man. I think he made some good movies.
Well, he was very entertaining.
Yeah.
You know?
You like Stallone better than Schwarzenegger for the 80s
action
hero? Oh,
absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah.
I would think most girls probably like Stallone better as an action hero. And most guys would probably say Schwarzenegger.
I liked Arnold. I think there's just something about... I'm a big sequel person. I enjoy sequels. Even the more
you
cheesier...
Like the sequels? Yeah.
The cheesier they get, I enjoy them even more because I have trouble letting go of things.
Yeah,
in a different way. Some stuff I can throw out right away. But I like a good sequel. You know, it keeps the story going. That's why I like episodic TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Same characters, different storyline.
So you're a big fan of that. You probably would have watched The Smokey and the Bandit 3 then.
I probably did.
So I don't think... I think just Jackie Gleason's in that. So there's no bandits anywhere, I don't think. But I'm pretty sure there's a Smokey and the Bandit 3. I know one of them, they have an elephant they have to bring across the line. I think that's number 2.
Maybe. I don't recall. But, you know, I don't know. I think my favorite Rocky was probably... It was probably Rocky 3.
With Mr. T?
with Mr. T.
Sure. Yeah, it was a good one. I love the first Rocky.
I like them all.
But number three is great, too.
You know, and I like it when he comes asked to come out of retirement, you know.
One of the best memories I have is I get to see Rocky III and Rocky IV with my grandfather.
Oh,
and that was kind of cool. He was a big movie guy. He worked at Raytheon like his entire life, and when he retired, he only lived like 1 year after retirement, and then he died. It was a shame. He died at 62. But he loved movies, and I remember watching some movies with him when I was a kid, and some of them were R-rated, and I got embarrassed, you know, because we were watching like Monty Python, and they were getting dirty. I was watching like The Meaning of Life with my grandfather, and they were teaching how to, how to have sex in the classroom. And John Cleese, like, you know, brings his wife in and does it in front of the kids.
Oh boy!
In the movie, so I'm sitting there watching that with my grandfather, and I'm like,
Oh well.
Neither one of us were laughing. It's just uncomfortable.
It was an uncomfortable moment.
Yeah, but anyway, that was the training montage.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was fun. Here's some Prince from 1989 in the background. We can talk over this one too if you like.
What's this one?
This one's Electric Chair from the Batman soundtrack. I brought this in. Did you see? It's like a Batman.
I
that
did.
Spins
I like
around.
That.
$40 for this one.
$40.
$40.
Wow.
Yeah. Money well spent.
That's pricey.
It was either dinner or a Batman picture disc.
Oh.
So
all right.
I went with the picture disc, you know, and I had some like bugles or something.
Some bugles.
A couple of bugles.
That's an 80s snack.
Yeah, that's a good 80s snack. What are some 80s snacks since you brought it up? How about that? Remember that thing that people used to bring in? It was like a fruit roll-up or something? It was like flat, and people would bring these in and eat them.
They were called fruit roll-ups.
Oh, it was a fruit roll-up.
Yeah. They were on saran wrap.
I was going to market that idea.
They were on saran wrap.
I'm glad I brought it up.
We used to just pull them off.
Right,
and
right.
And we'd eat them, and we'd be a tongue like strange colors.
But it was just sugar. There wasn't like
was
any fruit
sugar.
In it.
Oh, no, there was no fruit.
Made some tuna today. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no fruit roll-ups for me.
No fruit roll-ups. Then they had these things called gushes that were like fruit roll-ups, and then you bite into. But remember they had the gum that was like that too?
Yeah, it was Freshen Up. That was good stuff.
You know?
My mom had that. I liked the Freshen Up.
I like that too.
Yeah, it was
with
like
a little
a
liquid
mint,
in it.
And then it had some liquid in it, yeah.
Yeah, that was good stuff. I enjoyed that. You know?
It was good.
I think, you know, the other big snacks probably was the Pringles.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It is the Chris Earl Show, and I am here with Sheila Considine. We're here with you until 8 p.m., and we're playing all 80s. And we're going to listen to Little Prince, and we'll get some other stuff on here for you. Thanks for listening to Freeform Station, WMFO in Medford.
don't need to fight. We stand face to face. And you present your case. Yes, I know. You keep telling me that you love me.
I always liked that one.
Me too.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Actually, everything she did was great. She was just great.
Not everything, but she was good.
She was great.
She was queen. I'd give that title to Tina Turner. I'd give her the queen title. Yeah. Didn't she get to be a dame or something? Didn't they like, all right, we'll make her a dame?
I'm not sure about that.
Usually they get older and they're about to die and they're like, we're going to bestow on you damehood.
Damehood?
Don't you want to be a dame?
No.
Dame Sheila?
No, that sounds like... old
Dame Judi Dench.
Wrinkly.
Yeah, yeah, it does sound wrinkly. It sounds very uptight, very white.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, yeah.
Tina wouldn't go for that. She'd be like, nope.
She ain't got no time for those overloaded lines.
No, absolutely.
You better be good to me.
You know, dames don't wear stiletto heels.
I'm going to do that at karaoke. I think I'm going to do that one on karaoke.
You should.
Can I dress up as Tina? Or does that not fly anymore?
I think Tina would be okay with it. She wasn't very...
I think she'd be fine with it, but I think other white people probably wouldn't, mostly white young girls. If I dressed up as black Tina Turner?
I don't know. There's a whole section of certain demographics that we should just be able to turn a mute volume.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know me, I try to like, I like to push the edge a little bit.
I know. I know.
You know?
I do
And
know.
I could just hide and say I'm just crazy. And say, he's just crazy.
Is that really?
He was just crazy.
Well, then you're going to, you know, insult the people who truly are.
Wow. That's true. You're right. You're right. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. It was.
It was. It was. It was very important.
I think it should be all year. Like, really, do we need Pride again? Didn't Pride happen, like, all year? Didn't it? I don't know. Nothing? All right. In the background, I'm going to put a little airplane. Do you remember Airplane?
I do. I liked Airplane.
Because Robert Hayes...
was in Airplane as well.
Right. He was in Take This Job and Shove It. I'm like, how fortuitous of me to have...
That's a spelling word there.
Yeah. To have Airplane.
And it opens... And with Leslie Nielsen.
That's right.
Really
he wasn't
like
in
that.
Take This Job and Shove It, but
no,
the but link is Robert Hayes' link.
That's right.
And also the fact that they were both from 80 and 81.
Is this from Jaws?
The beginning of Airplane is Jaws, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So the plane comes up, see? And then it just jumps right into... Rumps right into the airport. This is pretty good.
It is good.
Like, we should make a movie.
Was this by John Williams as well?
And have this as the soundtrack. No, it wasn't. It's Elmer Bernstein.
Oh, very...
Who did Stripes.
I like Stripes.
He did a number of... he did Animal House.
Animal
he did
House.
A lot of great comedy comedy soundtracks. Would you like to learn more about Elmer Bernstein?
I would. I like a strong orchestral opening.
Right, this is great. I mean, he basically had to make a disaster movie of the 60s or 70s and update it for the 80s for this comedy. So there's a movie that Airplane is literally a shot by shot of. It's called like Ground Zero or something. I forget what it's actually called. But it's literally a shot by shot remake of the movie, but they turned it into a comedy, the Zucker Brothers, and probably one of my favorite movies of all time, one of the funniest movies of all time by far. But Elmer Bernstein had to do the soundtrack here.
Interesting. I don't know. I think it's unfortunate to go through life with a name like Elmer.
You know what? I'd rather have that than what was the other person's name with the baby bum there that we were talking about earlier. Bear bum. You know, it was tough to go by Chris with a K. I think it's all this damage that I've gotten over the years from people making fun of my name.
Chris with the K. Well,
yeah.
You know, do what most children have done, just blame their parents.
I don't know. Yeah, I put a lot of blame on my parents, but I'm also old school.
You're old school?
I just take it. I'm just like, all right, you want to make fun of my name? I'll take it.
And you're not even Catholic.
No, I should have been. I would have been a good Catholic, I think.
You probably would have, because you really have this.
I would have been a great Catholic.
You would have been a great Catholic?
I think so. I think I would have probably been one of the best.
You would too.
Yeah. Who are some of the great Catholics? Got to be like a Saint William.
Oh, well.
Who else? Saint Patrick.
Saint Patrick, Saint Thomas.
Saint Thomas. Isn't that like an island that you can go drinking?
It is.
And
it
see
is
naked people?
Yeah.
Saint
I
Thomas.
Don't know about
was it named after the saint?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he know about the nudity and the booze?
Well, I'm sure they would have just closed their eyes.
Yeah.
You know? But you know what, that that great nun from Calcutta, what was her name?
The great nun from Calcutta. Sister Mary Elephant.
No.
It's, what's her name? I know what you mean. Mary,
Sister Teresa.
Sister Teresa.
Mary Mother Teresa.
Is she Catholic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought she was a nice person.
Oh, dear Lord.
I thought she was like French or something.
Yes. Oh. As a good Catholic would say,
that.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
You know, I was kind of one of those American kids where it's like if something foreign was on TV and I couldn't understand what they were saying, I'm like, I don't need to watch this. I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, I know she did a lot of good stuff, but I'm just
did.
Like.
She worked with,
I don't know,
children with leprosy.
Ugh, God.
Yeah, she, I
what
mean.
What the hell? Did she get leprosy? Out of the
no,
deal.
No, she didn't get leprosy.
How did she not get leprosy working with kids with leprosy and people with leprosy?
She didn't get leprosy because
she was on a leper colony, and she didn't get it?
She didn't get it, no.
How does that, was she immune?
No, she wasn't immune.
Did she get the shots?
You take precaution.
What'd she do?
You wash your hands.
What'd she put on gloves? Come on.
You wash your hands.
Yeah. I don't know. You wouldn't catch me near a leper colony. Maybe I wouldn't be such a good Catholic.
You wouldn't, no.
No, I'll tell you something, though. A lot of people that I know, they're Catholics, some of the worst people I've ever met.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's, are you people who like to say I'm Catholic, and then
right.
Are you practicing?
Right.
You know, or are you just practicing because, you know, you think you've screwed up so much as your
yeah.
ticket to heaven? I don't know.
I don't know. I think I practice it more than some of these people that claim they're Catholic.
You think so?
Yeah, I beat myself up a lot.
You do, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, this is nice. This is a little love theme. Want to do a scene from Airplane?
Where they vomit.
It was like Elaine and Ted, right? When they vomit.
You remember when he vomits or one of them vomits?
I thought we were going to do a love scene and you wanted to do them when they're vomiting on each other? Whatever. All right, forget it.
I always want to do a love scene.
That's done.
All right, whatever.
We'll move on to the next one. I thought that was fun. I was enjoying listening to that.
I was too.
What else would we do? Oh, you wanted to hear...
I wanted to hear some Go-Go's.
Yeah,
I wanted to hear some Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear some Hooters.
I'll put on the Hooters for you. Oh, I got Honky Tonk Women by Tina Turner and Ike.
Oh, I like that.
That might be cool. You want to...
You know, that could be politically incorrect because, you know, she's a bad woman.
Who cares?
I'm okay.
It's my show. It's called The Chris Earl Show. It's not called the offensive young girl show. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Anyway, Honky Tonk Women, Tina Turner and Ike Turner. Yeah. If it's offensive, I'll shut up. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they could actually be talking about?
I don't really care.
Well, Honky Tonk, as you know, is like a little juke joint.
I know.
A little place where people are like having sex and singing songs, doing music, doing drugs.
They're doing all the same time. Okay.
Yeah. Honky Tonk Women, you know? It's like, what are we doing? All rock and roll
honky
was about
sex. Honky Tonk Women were like loose.
Sure.
They were loose women.
It doesn't...
Let's but go.
More reason to play it. That's what I say.
All right, let's go.
Sounds fun. All right. We'll play it. If it's not good, we'll
it's gonna
we'll
be
stay
good.
On. We'll stay on.
It's going to be
good. If
it's
not good, we'll shut it right off.
You know? It's just like the movie. You know, we saw
if somebody's offended, I'll shut it right off.
The Ike and Tina movie? That was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was a really good movie.
Who would you like more, Ike or Tina?
Well, I mean,
that was a big Ike fan.
Larry Fishburne played Ike, I believe.
Yeah, he was good.
And he was really good in the part.
Yeah.
You know.
What a prick Ike was, though, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she had to, like, she walked away with nothing.
You know what, though? I mean, she wouldn't have made that album. She wouldn't have been the star that she was if it wasn't for Ike.
Absolutely.
Because of all the damage that Ike did, too. I mean,
the only thing she wanted was her name. Yep. And, like, he didn't want her to take it.
Yeah.
Because her real name was, like,
Isadora?
No, it wasn't.
Duncan?
No.
Turner?
No, but it was not Turner. And that was the one thing that she wanted to come away with.
Was she black? Like originally?
Yes. She was.
I don't know.
But she had like a very southern
Anna Mae Bullock.
Yeah, she had a very southern.
That is a very southern name. It's from Tennessee. And she died in Switzerland. She lived there like the last 10 or 15 years, I think.
Well, trust
and
me.
I'd love to go to Switzerland.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to be very neutral, though, if you were going to go there.
I'd be fine.
You would be?
I wouldn't even look at anybody. I'd just be like skiing and... You know,
you
drinking
would not,
martinis.
You would not be skiing.
I'd be dressed up like James Bond every day.
You'd be doing your snowshoes with a martini in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, she. I thought she was a dame at the end, but I don't
think she was a dame.
I'm going to give her, you know what, on the Sally Field show next week, I'm going to do a tribute to Tina, and I'm going to give her her award.
You are?
On the Sally Field show next week.
On the Sally Field show.
With Chris Searle.
I bet they didn't get along.
Oh, Sally Field and Tina Turner?
Yeah.
I bet you they could have gotten along, yeah. I bet you they probably got along. They were nice to each other when they met in person, probably. I think they should do a remake of Smokey and the Bandit with Sally Field and Tina Turner.
All right, that would be something.
Wouldn't that have been something?
That would have been something.
You know, the opportunity's passed because one of them's gone. But
I know. Well, Sally should hurry up.
Did she ever get married? She had like 20 kids, didn't she?
I don't know.
Sally Field? Was she another one of those... Libertines?
I don't know, but I would have divorced her right quick.
Yeah?
She's a lot.
I like Sally Field. I think I...
What did you like about her?
I don't know. I thought she was very fake, but I like her.
What about
her? She was always entertaining. She was always entertaining. She was always very cringy to me, but very entertaining. Now, she had three kids.
She was in the First Wives Club, right? Or no?
Was she the first wife?
She oh, I know it was. She turned down the part that Diane Keaton took and made famous.
Oh.
And then she was a little sour about Diane.
Yeah. No, I generally like Sally Field. She's not bad.
Yeah, I'm not
I thought she was awful in that one with Robin Williams. Oh, my God. Mrs. Doubtfire? Yeah. I thought Mrs. Doubtfire was so cringy. I liked him, of course, but like the rest of that movie. Oh, my God. Ugh. Every time they had Sally Field on, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, well, it's...
Talk about throwing up.
Well, yeah.
I got nothing lined up. We're just talking over
Hooters.
Nothing here.
Where's the Hooters?
Well, you know, things take time. You either talk to me or let me DJ here. I don't know which one to do. Oh, no, we were going to do Honky Tonk Women.
Oh, that's right.
And then you talked me out of it. You're
no,
like, oh,
I
my
didn't.
God, you're going to
you
get in trouble.
That's... No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're like, you're going to get in trouble. What if somebody doesn't want to hear it?
I won't care. Be here next week.
I don't care.
Play it.
Yeah, I won't be here next week either, probably. Actually, I won't be here next week. I'm on vacation. No, I might come next week.
You said you were
next week's
the 12th.
Oh, I was hoping it was the 13th.
No.
I get disappointed, just like the guy from Friday the 13th, Jason.
When he doesn't get to kill somebody.
That's not that. When he doesn't get to kill somebody. All right, Honky Tonk Women. Here we go. Now you really want to get me into trouble. Here we go. Oh, I met her. Here we go. Oh, it's good.
I met a gin so far away, and
That was pretty good. I thought it was great.
I thought it was great. She's great.
Yeah. It was great.
There's no dame singing there.
No. I don't think that was from the 80s, but that's okay.
No, that was definitely not from the 80s.
But when we think of Tina Turner and we think of Prince, we primarily think of them from the 80s.
Yeah.
The 80s were a good time. I enjoyed growing up in the 80s. I think I may have enjoyed growing up in the 70s too, but I really enjoyed growing up in the 80s.
I would have enjoyed growing up in the 70s. I liked a good disco.
Mm-hmm.
I like a good disco ball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Remember the roller rinks?
I loved a roller rink.
Yeah.
Hi-hat down low.
Roller rinks were great. They'd always play like the Hokey Pokey and throw out pennies, and if you got the wooden one, you get a soda. That was in Texas where I was.
Yeah, I remember the Scorpions, and you'd be able to zip around that.
The Scorpions?
Yeah.
That's a good request. I had that one on the...
I like good Scorpions.
Yeah, we'll play a little Scorpions. We got to get a little something a little harder in
I
here.
I do. You know how I like a nice, you know, rock and roll?
Scorpions.
I don't like fluff.
Rock, you like a hurricane or something else? You want that one with all the whistles?
No, I like a good, you know, rock, you like a hurricane.
It's wind to change or something, right?
No, the wind to change. I'm not...
Does it sound just like it?
Yeah, well, just like that. That's good. It's really good. Enough.
How do you, how many listeners do you think I lost there?
Yeah. Or we could, you know, some White Snake with Tawny Catane rolling around the top of the car.
Sometimes it's not for the listeners. It's mostly just for me.
I know.
This show. Yeah.
I know.
I think we started with quite a few extra, but, you know, over time, I tend to like to lose
at
least a few dozen. Within the first hour. Yeah. But yeah, we'll work on some Scorpions. That's the one we were thinking of right there. The wind to change. Right?
That's the one you were thinking
of. That's the one we were thinking about. Right there. That's see? It sounds just like me.
Just like you.
Right?
Yeah.
Could you ever whistle like this?
I can't whistle. I don't know how to whistle.
You're kidding me.
No.
Nobody ever taught you how to whistle?
I don't know how to whistle. No.
You know what they say to do on how to whistle?
What?
You put your lips together and blow. That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Didn't work for me.
It was like a famous line from a movie. I think it was in Casablanca or
something. I can whistle using an acorn shell.
Oh, you learned that from WLVI 56. Because they gave you like an acorn shell.
That's
and then
right.
you held both thumbs and you had to make it like a V,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you whistled through that.
Yeah. That's the only way I know how to whistle. But I can't yo-yo very well either.
Jeez. What were you doing through the 80s besides discoing?
What was I doing? I was, you know.
Did you throw a frisbee?
Oh, I can throw a frisbee. Great. Yeah?
Yeah? No yo-yos, though. I wasn't a big yo-yo guy.
Well,
either.
I guess I could do a yo-yo the regular yo-yo way, but I couldn't do any of those fancy tricks.
I think
tricks.
The yo-yo was kind of for the slow kids.
Like the to butterfly.
To tell you the truth, the frisbee was like the more advanced class. Yeah. Butterfly? You can do the butterfly?
No, I can't. I couldn't do the butterfly.
Mm.
Like, you know, the cat's cradle or all that other
no.
stuff.
No. No.
I could do the Chinese jump rope.
Really? I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
Is that, like, is that official, the term, Chinese jump rope?
It was back
can
in the
80s. Can we say
this?
It was in the 80s? Okay.
In the 80s, it was like, you know, this thing that you would hold in your two hands, and you could make the Jacob's ladder and different things with it.
You're talking about all kinds of things that happened in the classroom with the girls. I never saw any
no.
of that stuff.
Yeah. This wasn't with the girls.
They weren't like jumping ropes?
Maybe
skipping
in the
ropes.
Sixth grade.
I haven't skipped a rope in like since the 80s.
No one.
And even then, not many.
All right, the 80s, we were what? In junior high and high school.
Sure. Yeah.
So, no, I think my jump roping days were over by then.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember like track, we had to jump some, you know, skip some ropes.
You had to skip, like Rocky, you had to do that
yeah,
little,
sure.
thing.
And when I was lifting some weights and I'd be skipping some ropes.
Really?
Yeah, like the Rock, sure. Yeah, I remember. Like I remember into the 90s, into college, I was skipping some rope.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I can't remember the last time I skipped a
now,
rope.
Now I just step on the thing and break it.
Now, is that what you do?
Yeah. that's pretty much it.
But I can still do a mean Chinese jump rope.
A mean Chinese jump rope.
That's
the way to do it.
I can do that.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's Tough Freeform Radio. Hey, I'm going to talk about Live Day.
Oh, what is it?
It's tomorrow. Tune into WMFO and Bumblebee Radio for Live Day 2026. It starts at 9 a.m. There's 10 artists that are performing live on the radio, including Muck and the Myers, Cape Crush, Robert Ellis Oral, and many more.
Oh, wow.
It's WMFO Live Day, Saturday, June 6th, 9 to 3 p.m. in the Boston area and everywhere else on bumblebeeradio.com.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty exciting.
That's kind of a nice event.
It is a nice event.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like Sally Field week, but...
No, but still.
But it's a good start. It's a good prelude into Sally Field show next week.
It is.
Yeah.
All right, Sally Field show.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm going to have to watch Not Without My Daughter again.
Yeah, you know who would have a good... You know who really would have been a good DJ? Tina Turner.
Oh, she'd be great.
I would have been listening to her every day. If she had a podcast, I would have listened to her just like... You know, bake onion rings or whatever she was doing.
Yeah, I'd she had a great voice.
I'd listen to her talk about anything.
Gravelly. I like that.
Husky.
She and Kim Carnes.
Husky. Kim Carnes, I think. Didn't she have, like, something happen to her voice? Or was that... No, that was Rod Stewart. Something happened to him and his voice was damaged.
Oh, really?
And that's how he got his weird voice. I think that happened to Kim Carnes,
too. That's happened to John Bon Jovi.
Yeah. It's funny. I wish it happened to me. I could have been a rock star.
You know?
They took what they had and they made the best of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. So, Wind of Change, Scorpions. I know you like rock, you like a hurricane, but...
I do.
This was more fun, I think.
This was more
getting
fun.
To listen to me whistle.
Well, then this is, you know, this is like holding hand roller skating music.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Never did that. Ever in my life, no.
Really?
No. I wanted to skate with this girl that looked like a sailor. I remember she was dressed up in like white pants, and she had like a white and black stripe. She looked like a sailor or a pirate or something. I was with my stepsister, and she said, "Go ask her to roller skate with you." And I'm like, "No." And that's it. That's my story.
That's your story?
Yeah. And I never asked her, and probably never will. And that person is probably now long gone.
Long gone?
Who knows? Maybe that person was you. You ever dress up as a sailor?
No. Never as a sailor.
I don't know. For some reason, maybe In the Navy was big hit back then, so I think I might have liked that, right? The Village People?
Yeah.
They'd play that at
this
they'd
is
play
a good
that
song
at the
too.
Roller skates. Well, let's listen to some Billy Squire. We won't talk over this one.
This is the best.
All right, we'll be right back. It's WMFO in Medford. Here with Sheila, Chris Earl Show. Here with you till 8. WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the big 80s. It's Chris Earle's show. I'm here with Sheila Considine. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Doing all right. We're into the second hour.
We are into the second hour.
And threw in little snippets there of Billy Squire. She's a runner and Hot for Teacher, Van Halen. In the background here is Talking Heads from the Little Creatures album. Mm-hmm. This was a fun one. It's basically about playing with your kid. Kind of fun.
It is kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So what else happened in the 80s that's worth rehashing?
School dances.
School dances, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I went to one.
You went to one?
That's it.
Really?
Just one.
Wow.
I danced to Run DMC and then I left.
You didn't even stay for the whole time?
I did not.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
I was not much of a ladies' man.
No?
I was not much of a man's man either. I just kind of did my thing. Like, there's that weird kid that likes records.
Yep. You know? Wow. Like, because you think about the 80s, you think about Footloose.
And, sure.
You know, dancing was, like, prohibited back then in that movie.
Yeah.
It was, like, against good movie. The church.
John Lithgow. He's one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
He's a lot of fun. Kevin Bacon, of course.
Kevin Bacon, yes. I saw him on a T-Mobile commercial. I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah. He's around with his band a lot.
Is he?
Yeah, he goes around with his band a lot and performs.
Oh, wow.
What was the girl that was in Footloose? What was her name? Was Kelly something?
No, it was Lori.
Yeah. Okay.
Lori. It's going to come to me.
Lori's fine, just like Madonna or Prince, just a one-word name. Like,
yeah, but that was a great, you know, it was in the cornfields.
Sure. I like a good corn maze in my movies.
You like Children of the Corn. Oh my God, that was the scariest movie ever. I still can't watch it.
Also an 80s movie.
It was with Malachi and
you're thinking of Laurie Singer.
Laurie Singer. See, I do remember things.
Oh my God. She looks terrible now.
Yeah. Does she need Botox?
Like Yeah, like just seeing this photo, I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
Really?
Like, oh my God, Lori Singer's after me.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people don't age well. I don't know what to say.
No, she's 68. She looks like she was in the corn maze a little too long. Yeah.
That's just so not nice.
She was in The Fame, and she was also in Falcon and the Snowman. Good movie.
I saw Falcon. The Fame or Fame?
Fame.
She was in Fame?
Yeah, Fame.
Was she really?
Yeah. That she was on the TV show, though.
Oh, she was on the TV. I used to love the TV show.
Yeah. I just remember, I'm going to live forever.
You know who died? Irene Cara.
Yeah, she died. She didn't live forever. No. So much for being famous.
Yeah, I know. But I liked Irene Cara.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked her.
You know, but it was that other woman who was never in the movie who got credit. Well, she was in the movie, but she got everyone thought she sang the song. She ended up being in The L Word. What was her name?
I don't know. Wasn't Lori Singer, was it?
No, it was the lead for Fame.
I don't know. You know who else was in Fame, actually? Here's a good little bit of trivia. Janet Jackson.
I know that, yeah.
Come on.
I knew that.
You didn't know that.
I did know that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, give me some trivia I don't know.
Some trivia that you don't know?
Sure. I was just trying to share a nice little snippet there.
Of Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, Janet Jackson was also
Tootie.
In...
Oh, no, she wasn't Tootie.
She wasn't Tootie. That was Kim Fields.
That was Kim Fields. She was in Good Times.
But she was in Good Times. She was Penny. I love Good Times.
Yeah, Good Times is a great show.
You know?
Really good show.
With, what's the mama there? What was her name?
I think it's just Mama. Roger's mama.
Roger?
Her name was Shirley, wasn't it? Oh, no, Shirley was the waitress. Shirley was their friend that was the waitress.
Oh,
there was
that's
Raj.
Right.
There was Rerun. There's Dwayne. Oh, that's what's happening. What's happening?
What's Happening was good.
That was a great show,
that
too.
Wasn't that a spinoff of...
Good Times? No.
Of The Cosby Show?
No. Cosby Show was later. Cosby Show was in the 80s. Cosby Show was the biggest show of the 80s.
I know.
Yeah. And
I
now, know. Lost in time. Nobody was talking about him anymore.
I don't even see any reruns of it anymore.
He was America's dad for a short time.
And
for a long time.
The Fudgicle guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Puddin' Pops.
Puddin' Pops.
Oh, those were good.
Those were good.
Those were really good.
And the Jell-O.
Too bad he was so bad, huh? He was an awful man.
And Jell-O.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, sad.
You know, but there were some good shows in the 80s. There was Facts of Life.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
There was Different Strokes.
Sure.
There was Partridge Family. Well, that was kind of.
Do you remember Best of the West?
Best of the West.
Or Silver Spoons?
Silver Spoons of Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Do you like Phil Collins, right?
I do. I listened to Sue Studio on the way down tonight.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I was thinking of that, but I'm going to play the one with Easy Lover. You know that one?
He's an easy lover.
No, she's an easy lover.
I know, but I'm changing it.
You can tell him that he's an easy lover. That would be good for, like, who are we talking about? Tina Turner and Sally Field to do. Imagine them remaking this one. That would be a hit.
I bet it would be. I bet it would be.
Anyway, I'll throw that in the background.
Yeah, throw that going.
Since
I like
we're gabbing,
that one.
We might as well keep that
I
going.
I like that
while
one.
We're gabbing.
But there was Silver Spoons. You know who else was on Silver Spoons? Alfonso Ribeiro, who was like Michael Jackson's protege.
Really?
Yeah. When he was a little boy.
I want to see that Michael movie.
Yeah, my daughter and her boyfriend say it was really good.
Yeah. I remember Melvin talking about it, saying he wanted to see it.
Yeah, but they did.
He loved it.
He saw it twice.
Yeah, it's good.
He saw it twice. Ashlyn saw it once, and she said it was
maybe,
really good.
Maybe I can go see it.
Maybe
Melvin will come and see it for the third time.
He just may go see it for the third time.
This is the remix of it, I think.
They wanted to go
a little different.
See that, I don't know, like The Room or The Walls or The Ceiling. I don't know, some horror movie that's out right now.
Oh, yeah, it's something to do with like The Cellar. Or,
yeah, The Cellar, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know why? It's because it's a YouTube kid that
is
made
that
this movie.
Is?
Yeah, there's like two YouTube sensations that are like, you know, spending $20,000 to make a movie and they're making millions.
Speaking of that, what was that?
It's like the Blair Witch Project.
That was god awful.
I liked it.
Oh my god, I thought I was going to vomit because of the way that camera was jumping.
I liked it. I thought it was a fun
like
movie.
About
not
what
much
was fun.
Not much happened, but there was a good sense of dread to it.
There was heavy breathing.
But it was what you couldn't see was what was scary, and I have a very active imagination.
True.
So yeah. And that part when they show that kid in the corner and he gets hit over the head and the movie just ends. Woo.
I don't know. I prefer that I See Dead People kid.
That was a great movie. Now we're getting into the 90s. That was Sixth Sense. Blair Witch and then Sixth Sense.
I know, but that was horrible, that Blair Witch project.
Well, anyway, these two new movies are by like some YouTube sensations.
Well, you know, that's the way to go, YouTube.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
it's been around forever. I don't need a channel. I don't need anything anymore. I got enough.
Right.
I got WMFO.
You've got WMFO. Everywhere. That's
this is
right.
Fine. It's all right.
And you got an easy level.
19 years doing
go.
This. Yeah. I can play easy level whenever I want, as far as I know.
You can.
This might go on the no playlist soon for 2027. Who knows? It's like, oh my God.
What? This was in a movie, wasn't it?
This one?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Easy Lover? I'm sure it was a dirty movie from the 70s, maybe. But no, I don't know. I don't remember a movie called
Easy
Lover. I thought
like all of his songs ended up in a movie.
Phil Collins?
Yeah.
He did a lot of good stuff. He was in MTV, played Phil the Shill in one episode.
Phil the Shill?
I said MTV. It was Miami Vice.
Oh, my God.
It was MTV.
I watched
Cops.
Two episodes of of Miami Vice this past week.
Did you?
Yes.
Great show.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Did you see the remake? I think one of the Collins is in it. It's not Colin Firth. It's Colin Farrell, maybe? He shows up in it, I think.
Colin Farrell?
Yeah. I didn't get to watch
it. Is that a person?
But I heard it was pretty good.
Oh, no.
Colin Farrell? You don't know who Colin Farrell is?
I don't think so. Is he the Irish one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, he was in Miami Vice.
Anyway. But nothing, you know.
He's no Philip Michael Thomas or Don Johnson.
I know. Crockett and...
You know who I love, too, was the captain. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do Edward James Olmos. I'm going to do it.
Oh.
Ready? I'm going to do
impersonation.
I'm going to do an impersonation of Edward James Olmos. This is what he did in every episode. Crockett. Tubbs. In my office. That's all he did.
That's what he did.
And he looked mean.
He looked mean.
Yeah. He was good in everything. Yeah. Imagine being good in everything. Imagine just being so successful in everything you do.
Yeah, he was successful.
Yeah, he was great.
He was great, you know.
Did you see that movie with him and the kids? Edward James Olmos?
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's 79.
79?
Yeah, but he was in a great movie with the kids.
What was it called?
It wasn't 12 Angry Men. I know he was in that, but he was also in something with the kids in the
80s. Cheaper by the Dozen?
No. It wasn't with him having kids, but he actually, like...
Was that the one with the, on the South Side or something or other?
Stand and Deliver. Yep. Very good movie. But yeah, he's always good in everything.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Got a picture of him with Bob Dole here if you want to see it.
I don't.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Who wants to see anything with Bob Dole in it?
I liked Bob Dole.
Yeah, he's a crazy old man.
He wasn't a crazy old man.
Yeah, whatever.
He could filibuster with the best of them.
Really? That's a good one.
He could.
I'd like to filibuster sometime. I don't think I could.
You could.
I don't even think I could fill a regular bus. Never mind a full buster.
I think you could do a full buster. I think you could.
We only got 34 minutes left, and we're filling it up nicely.
Really?
Yeah. We're like just talking over every song. Everybody's like, I don't even know what I'm listening to right now. What kind of show is this?
This is 80s music with commentary.
That's true. It's the big 80s.
This is commentary.
With Chris Earle.
You know?
Yeah. On the Chris Earle Show with Chris Earle. So you got a brand. I'm the brand.
You're
now.
The brand?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like schizophrenic radio. It's like, what is he going to do tonight? It's like he could be talking about Sally Field. He could just play Prince all night. We don't know.
You could play some Rick Springfield.
But it's interesting because I always have a new guest come in.
You do.
Not always new, but, you know, I have a peppering of guests
some of
that come in.
Age more gracefully than Sally Field.
And someone like yourself being the guest tonight, you throw a wrench into it. We're like, we're not really sure what this show is going to be tonight. What's he going to do when Sheila's on the air?
That's right.
Yeah.
I bring a lot.
You do. You bring a lot.
I bring a lot, you know. Someone told me I was extra.
Extra what?
Just extra.
Just extra?
I had to ask them to define that. What is extra?
Like the gum?
That's what's actually what I said. Like the gum? And they never heard of that, so.
Who said that to you?
A 20-something.
A 20-something? They said you were extra?
You're like, you're a little extra.
Yeah,
and I mean that in the nicest way.
I'm a little cinema. You can be a little extra. I'll be a little cinema. That means like larger than life. Better than TV.
Better than TV.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this radio show is better than TV.
Surround sound.
That's for sure. Well, that's enough of that. Philip Bailey and Phil Collins. What else would you like to do? We had another one set up for you that you wanted to hear.
Which one was that?
It's not the Go-Go's. We're not playing
I've requested
that.
So many.
Yeah. No, the Hooters? Play. Oh, we'll put the Hooters on.
We had
that on, and then I pressed a button, and I stopped it. So we'll get back to that. But I'm going to put on Tom Petty. You like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers,
right? I do like Tom Petty.
So this one's going to be from 1981.
Which one?
So you got Lucky.
Oh.
Oh, you're like, oh, that's not my favorite. It's like, why don't you go into the library and look at the 700 Tom Petty songs and find
like
anything
some,
else?
Like, stop dragging my
other
hat
than,
around from Stevie Nicks.
Other than You Got Lucky. Wait, you want that?
I love that one.
Stop dragging my heart around. That's more Stevie Nicks. And I had like a Stevie Nicks thing planned. But I'll tell you what. Why don't we settle for You Got Lucky for now?
All right.
And if you're good, I'll play you the bonus Tom Petty right. one with Stevie Nicks.
All right.
How does that
good.
Sound? I can't do it all. I can do a lot, but I can't do it all.
All right.
Anyway, You Got Lucky. You Got Lucky.
And I
this
got
is,
lucky.
This is a song about you getting lucky. Here on the Chris Earle Show, Chris Earle.
Here we go.
WMFO in Medford.
Better watch what you do to me.
request.
By request.
Stop dragging my heart around. Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty.
Dynamic duo.
Ready? I can redo it. You ready?
Baby, you still knocking on my front door.
Which one's that? Stevie Nicks or Tom Petty?
Same old line you used to use before. So you had a little trouble in town.
All you have to do is just hold your nose and you can be either one of them.
You could be.
You can play rock band.
A dynamic duo.
You can play Stevie and Tom. Right at your own home here. I like doing a little karaoke every now and then.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I do.
So,
what's your favorite song to do during karaoke?
Oh, come on. I don't know. There's plenty of them. You know which one I do like? Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol. And I had that on the list for tonight because I know you like Billy Idol.
I love Billy Idol.
And I can play that. I'm not going to sing it. I don't want to spoil it. But yeah, I like to, I always liked doing that one on karaoke. I was going to play some Survivor. Do you remember I Can't Hold Back?
Oh, I do.
Yeah. That's Vital Signs album. And, you know, we played a little bit of Rocky. We talked about Rocky. I thought that would be kind of a fun one.
That would
be
nice.
We got Edward showing up in about 23 minutes.
Oh.
He's going to come in here and do his sushi show. I believe it's the sushi show.
The sushi show.
Plastic sushi, strawberries and thyme. Or it could be Tears of the Gods. He likes to alternate.
Oh, nice.
One is more of a,
cooking
collage.
Show?
No. No. Although Edward does like his vegetables.
Oh.
I know that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. He brought me a piece of garlic. He brought me garlic a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you did tell me that.
Brought me a bulb of garlic.
Yeah. I get nervous people who eat, like, bulbs of garlic.
Yeah? You think you're going to be smelly?
No, I just... I don't understand why you would do that.
It's good for the heart.
Take a supplement.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried taking those garlic pills when I was a kid, when I was lifting those weights. Man, they're hot on you. They're hot on your stomach.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Like, make you gassy?
Yeah, they can make you a little gassy. But, yeah, you stink, too. You're letting out garlic.
It comes through your pores?
Yeah, sure does. Yeah. Especially when you're sweating.
Ooh.
It's like, have a couple garlic pills, and then you're on the treadmill. Whew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of guys that drink,
you want to keep everybody away from you.
Beer, and, like, just comes through their pores the next morning.
Well, they're not usually drinking beers if they're lifting weights and doing garlic.
Oof.
You know? They're usually getting big and cut.
Really?
You just call it getting big and cut.
Yeah. Big and cut.
Big and cut.
Big and cut.
Yeah.
All right.
That was lifting weights. That was the 80s term for
now
lifting weights.
Now it's like, you know.
Live Day is tomorrow.
Taking testosterone.
Yeah, a lot of exciting activity here at WMFO. Saturday, June 6th. Live Day 2026. 6 hours of live music on the radio. Ruby Grove. The Satch Karen's Band. Kit Orion. Or is it Orion? And many more.
That sounds like a nice event.
It does. I'm busy tomorrow, but it does sound like a good event. I hope everybody enjoys that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know, it's something to do. People come together.
Mm-hmm. And then next Friday from 6 to 8.
Is the Sally Struthers show.
The Sally Field show. Sally Struthers. You know, my grandmother's name was Sally.
Yeah?
Yeah. Very nice woman.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
But not Struthers?
No. Yugolevich.
She was in Yellowstone.
My grandmother? What are you talking about?
Sally Struthers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She did a good job.
She did. She was nasty.
Yeah. Chronic fatigue syndrome. This is something that affects me, I think. It affects more than a million Americans, including yours truly, Chris Earle.
Mm-hmm.
Go to cdc.gov and you get the latest diagnosis and treatment. I tell you, there's no treatment for this. I'm tired all the time.
It's the Epstein-Barr virus.
Think so?
It is.
What? You think I got a virus?
No,
I think I'm just tired.
That's what it's associated with. Epstein-Barr.
Epstein, like bad Epstein, like Epstein, that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, just like that.
Or Juan Epstein from Welcome Back, Carter?
I liked Juan.
Yeah, he was a good guy. That's what kind of bums me out, is like Juan Epstein from Welcome Back, Carter was a lot of fun. Then we got to listen to this boob, whoever he was, the rich guy. I don't pay attention to the news that much, so I don't really know. It's like living in a cave sometimes with me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes...
I'm too busy buying, you know, $40 Princess
that's
Batman
what you're doing.
Albums.
Yeah. I just like to watch the weather.
Mm-hmm. The weather's always nice. Usually comes around for you, especially this time of year.
Yeah, I like to watch the weather. I like listen to the weather people.
Yeah. Oh, man. What else did you do during the 80s that was fun? You used to go for ice cream cones.
I used to work at an ice cream place.
Tell me about it.
I worked at Max Dairy Farm.
In
Tewksbury.
Yeah, yeah.
I did.
All right.
And it was probably one of the worst jobs I ever had.
Really? Why?
Because these baseball teams would come in from Livingston Street Park.
Mm, no tip.
No. Right. And they have, like,
30 kids.
And they're like all wanting like 18 different friggin' orders. And it was horrible.
Usually if you had a good coach, like my stepfather, he was pretty good with his money. He would always give a good tip.
Your stepfather didn't
He was a horrible stepfather, but he was a good coach.